These funky, scruffy-looking boxes don't look like much, but they could represent the future of manufacturing. One small American group of inventors has come up with a digital device that will produce rigid objects layer by layer with extreme accuracy. Brooklyn-based company MakerBot's prized invention, the Thing-O-Matic, prints objects in 3D. Once you have a design you want to copy, the process is simple but ingenious. Chief Executive of MakerBot Industries, Bree Pettis, explains.
You put the design on an SD card or hook it up to your computer, and then you press go on this interface board, and then the materials here, this is ABS. It's the same material that Lego is made out of, so it's really strong. And it goes down into the machine and gets heated up to 220 degrees Celsius. It comes out like super, super fine angel hair spaghetti, kind of like a glue gun, and it draws with it. When it's done drawing one layer, it lifts up and draws another layer. And just like that, layer by layer, your object begins to emerge until it's all done.
MakerBot creates objects that can measure up to 5 inches in width and diameter with hollow or solid interior depending on the design. Bree Pettis says this high-tech gizmo allows users to print out anything from shower curtain rings or chess pieces or even busts of themselves.
When people get a MakerBot, it's because they want to make something or they want to be part of the future where instead of buying things, you download them. And so they print out a mix of practical objects like coat hooks, wonderful things that give them satisfaction like puzzles and contraptions and gifts and busts of themselves. And it's a mix of practical and fanciful things.
The designer has taken some of his aspiring inventors and added them to the team. Marty McGuire is one of them. He used his computer skills to design the Thingiverse, a site where users can share and download digital designs for their MakerBot.
Thingiverse is an online community where people from all over make digital designs for everything from 3D printable objects like bottle openers and my shower curtain rings up there, all the way to laser-cut parts like bookshelves and laptop stands, and even to electronics. As these tools get better and as the community gets better with using them, we're seeing folks take things like, for instance, like when I uploaded my shower curtain rings, within 2 days, someone had taken that design and added spikes to it and said, here is a spiky shower curtain ring. It looks really cool. But even beyond that, you know, one of the best things that we've seen, I think, was a model uploaded that was called the Gangsta.
Some of the applications are playful, but McGuire says some companies use the technology to create prototypes. Even NASA has a MakerBot. The full potential of MakerBot lies in the future, as increasingly captivated clients devise new and previously unimagined ways to use the device. Pettis hopes that a new generation will use MakerBots to open their minds to the future. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.